You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We are talking with CEOs and business leaders from across the DC area about leadership. What's in the portfolio of these leaders? We're going to let you find out, because I want to find out, what decisions are they making? Good ones, bad ones, what worked, what didn't? That's all on Leaders Portfolio today. Our first guest in the Leaders Portfolio studio today, the owner of Nana, Jackie Flanagan. The Washingtonian said that Nana has stylish women's accessories you won't find anywhere else. Nana was nominated as a finalist for Best Independent Women's Boutique in the Washington Post Express Best of 2009. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Nana's, you opened it in 2003.
Correct.
And in the U Street, 14th Street area.
Yes, I did.
And it was named after your grandmother, Nana, of course.
Yes, she's a pretty savvy shopper and stylist herself. She lives in Boston, and we're very close.
And did she give you hand-me-downs when you were growing up?
She did, and some of her handkerchiefs are still my favorite, and her coats are still my favorite.
I have a lot of hand-me-downs from my grandma, too, and it's like the stuff's back in style, you know?
Thank God we didn't throw them away.
I went through her, one time I was helping her clean, I went through her attic, and I thought, this is like better than going to a vintage shop.
That's a gold mine right there.
Yeah, purses, and right? So, all right, so Nana, and this is kind of the background of how this got started. Julia Child. She got her start late in life learning how to cook, and this was the inspiration for your clothing shop. And your boyfriend at the time kept reminding you that Julia Child started her passion late in life, and so talk about that.
I think that was really one of the biggest moments of clarity when I started the shop. I had worked in the corporate world for about 7 years, and although I liked it, and I worked in marketing and publishing and had great mentors, I just didn't feel this connection to it, and spent a lot of time talking to my boyfriend at the time, like, oh, I wish I could find my passion. And he would always encourage me, we can do whatever we want at this time in our life. We could go back to school. We could move. You could start a business. And I always worked in small shops on the weekend. And I found I had more fun then. And I loved the interactions with people. I loved the creativity of having a small shop. And one day I just said, I think I could own a small shop. And he looked at me as if, how could I not have thought that? And he always told me, you know, Julia Child started late. And I consider it the Band-Aid method from there. Like, I just ripped off the Band-Aid and started.
So you married the right guy.
I married the right guy, for sure.
That's a good test, you know, on this show.
I'm a lucky lady. I have a good partner. Yes.
How do people be leaders, right? And they, you know, one is the right person you marry, right? So, allow you to make decisions.
Yes, for sure. Someone that's a sounding board that has sound advice and that also encourages you to be happy, and you encourage them to be happy. It's a huge foundation in life.
And he even helped you. You know, he's a pilot, but he helped you remodel when you're opening, right?
There was never a moment where he wasn't ready to learn something along with me. You know, you have all these challenges starting a business, and how am I going to build this out? Gosh, I've never done that before. He would read books. We would read books together and learned how to build it out and did it all ourselves.
Wow.
So, yeah, every step of the way.
Now, the Washington Post commented on your store. There was an article in it that said the new airy setting couldn't be a better space for the colorful clothes.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And talk to me about kind of the brand you're trying to communicate. One thing is, you don't call yourselves a boutique. You call yourselves a neighborhood shop.
I like to consider Nana a neighborhood shop. I want it to be attainable. I want it to be welcoming. I would like people, when they walk in, to know that they don't have to have the style answers, because I don't. I pick out things. I've been lucky enough to pick out things from independent designers along the way who have, you know, just some specialty, whether they hand make their clothes or they have special detailing, but they always are perfect. I like to think we stock Nana with perfect styles for work and play in a very attainable environment. So I do like the idea of neighborhood shop over a boutique.
And probably, you know, you positioned yourself in a market now, a down market, where, you know, people, maybe the concept of a boutique or higher prices is scaring some people off.
I think I started it off very luckily. I obviously didn't have a crystal ball, but at that point, that was how I shopped. That's what I liked. I never in this business want to do something I don't firmly believe in or feel genuine about. And that's how I shopped. And so that's what I wanted to convey when I opened my own spot. And for some reason, after 7 years, it still works. And, you know, who knew the recession was going to come? And it makes having a business quite a challenge in this challenging time. But those clothes I picked, you know, I'm not having to change what mm-hmm. I started stocking Nana with.
So. Let's talk about the recession because it's, you know, hitting most industries right now. And particularly, and you're feeling it and you're seeing your peers,
yes.
Some small retailers in D.C. affected by this.
I think that's the hard part, is to keep up the level of excitement and hope when everyone is coming in saying, oh, goodness, so how are you doing? And you see so many for lease signs. And people who have had their own dreams have to close their shops or their businesses because of the recession. So that is, you know, a challenge right now. I think retail, especially even though D.C. has this insulation, it doesn't make it. It's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's been, you know, people have shifted how they're buying. The D.C. government hasn't been. I don't want to say anything rude, or there have been changes in policies over the last year which have made it harder to have a smaller business. They raised the sales tax. They discontinued a sales tax holiday, which was a huge shopping week for a lot of local families, because then they could go out and stock up for school, or people would take advantage of that and wait for those weeks to buy. I would just save them that extra amount, and they don't have those anymore. So that makes it difficult. But you just keep on keeping on, and you just stay committed and passionate to what you want to do, the steady focus on where you want to be, and you just keep going forward.
So did you, you know, some of these things like the tax-free week and things like that, it's, you know, obviously it's a way for government to raise revenues, right? So they're
right.
in trouble.
Right, and you understand everyone's in trouble. You're exactly right. Everyone's
in
trouble.
But you see big effects. I mean, that's interesting from a policy perspective. So that was a policy done, but it's really affecting.
It's a strange thing. Maybe the timing is a little bit strange. I mean,
because all these businesses are hurting, right? And then
they're all hurting. They're laying people off, so they're not employing as many people. And there have been no sort of, to my knowledge, and I don't want to speak badly. It's just been harder. There haven't been any. Not that you need an incentive to be a small business. I don't think you need an extra pat on the back, but it's just more and more challenging.
We're speaking with the owner of Nana, Miss Jackie Flanagan. And Jackie Flanagan is here with us in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. And we talked about kind of the recession affecting your business. Another thing that was real interesting is, is the D.C. area is really affected by the snow. All the whole East
yes.
Coast was, I mean, it's been a crazy winter.
I think my
winter.
I'm so snowverit. It's like my favorite quote.
And I noticed that one of the things you did as a business was you really took took that opportunity to have all these snow sales, and you did this one thing, this, you know, the entire store is 50% off, which
oh,
means
I've done that in the past for a special sale. Yes. And for the snow, we did a lot of different types of incentives.
Did it work?
Oh, sure. And I think I think through being a small business and having marketing and using the idea that you're a small business and can change up your marketing so fast can turn a zero day into a fun day where you have income. And that's the key, is just to keep on finding innovative ways to, you know, increase your income. So we would have, so the snow really affected our neighborhood. I think stores closed for days. We were closed for an entire weekend. But the days that I could get there, I would put on our blog, we are open, come by for some hot chocolate. And by the way, here's a sale to mm-hmm. help you and to thank you for walking in the snow. And so I think that is an advantage of being a small business. You're a little bit more flexible and can react to challenges at the time.
And this blogging concept, have you been able to do less kind of marketing or advertising because people are really following your blogs? Or is it still a balance and you still really need to do all that?
I think if you give up on any of your marketing, you're going to fail. I think blogging is another wonderful tool to add to your toolbox of marketing things, but definitely not the
independent.
Answer.
Interesting.
No, I just don't. I think it's a neat tool. At first, I was real nervous that it was too much of a fad, but it does seem that people are finding really relevant information on them. People do want to know what's the latest thing in a business, whether it's a personal favorite or how you're using your product. And so I want to use that as a tool, but it hasn't taken away from our other efforts. Like, we have newsletters and there's clubs. You know, there's all
yep.
kinds of things that you have to just keep that wheel churning, get people excited.
I want to ask you now, we're speaking with Jackie Flanagan, the owner of Nana, and I want to ask you your leadership philosophy.
I think that the best way to be a leader, and this is, I've been very lucky to have a lot of mentors in my life, and my favorite mentors have led by example, and I hope that I do the same thing. I think that when you lead by example, whether it's because I will do absolutely everything in that shop that everyone else I hire will do, makes it a bit more fun. I also think that it's really important to find what everyone else is passionate about. You know, just, I feel like there was this huge point of clarity and shift in my life when I found out what drove me, what made me excited. And I hope that I can encourage that in the other people that work at Nana or have worked at Nana and help them find their passion. Two women that used to work for me now own their own shops in the same neighborhood. One woman is now going to school to learn how to, taking classes to learn how to sew, to create her own line. And I think when you're around that inspiration and that passion in someone else, and you see that, really great things can happen. And that's really the only way I know how to lead.
So having a mindset of, I can help these mentees, these younger folks, maybe sometimes not younger, sometimes a mentee is older, teaching them and not think about them as competitors, but instead, I'm going to teach you this business.
Well, I think that, and also they're going to teach me. I think it's very much a two-way street. Everyone in life, you know, as long as you keep your ears wide open and you're listening to how someone else is facing a challenge or dealing with something, that's where I find I've learned my biggest life lessons or mistakes. You know, I think, you know, just those types of things all together make for a much greater and happier mm-hmm. end product.
And you received a pioneering award for the U Street, 14th Street area.
I think, yes, I did. I think about 5 years ago or 4 years ago, I received an award from the Washington, D.C. Economic Council for being somewhat of a pioneer in the neighborhood, which was an honor. And, you know, interesting, there have been a lot longer businesses in U Street than my little shop, but nonetheless was a nice accomplishment and nice to be noticed.
You wanted to say, you don't know how hard this was, right? That's part of the acceptance.
I think it looks glamorous, but it's a lot less glamorous than it looks.
Good. All right,
but it's still amazing and fun.
Talk to us about kind of long-term plan for what you want to do through Nana.
Well, number one is I want to keep learning. Every day I've learned at the shop, having a business through other people, and I think that's made it so much fun, and I want to keep doing that over the next year, really focus on solidifying the shop as it is after a recession and a blizzard, mm-hmm. and really just kind of make sure all of the nuts and bolts are working, and then I could see a Nana clothing line in the future, maybe called something else, but still a Nana clothing line.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we'll see. Maybe that can be something that, you know, not necessarily in another Nana shop, but maybe someone else's shop in another city. So we'll see.
I want to say best of luck, Jackie.
Thank you.
And with all those plans, the possible clothing line, or who knows?
You never know where it's going to lead us. So thank you so much.
Owner of Nana, Jackie Flanagan, here with us on Leaders Portfolio, thanking the sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, and as well as Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.